And hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. And welcome back to Cafe Confesiones, everyone. It's Victoria.
And I'm Daniel, as hopefully you know at this point.
Yeah, hopefully you would know.
Yeah.
How are we doing today, this week?
I'm doing super good, and I'm happy to be here. How was the last show without me?
Honestly, it was pretty good.
Oh, really?
Not in a bad way.
I wasn't there, so that's good.
No.
Oh, okay.
I had our dear friend, Natalie, or Lali, and we kind of talked about beauty standards.
How many shows has she been on? Like two?
Yeah, two.
Two,
recurring,
okay.
Recurring guest.
Okay, and then the other guest is usually Maya?
Not usually, but yeah, Maya has been here.
It's always typically like alternating. Like I go, like I show up bi-weekly.
Yeah.
And
I'm always here.
You're always here.
Yeah.
This is
where I live, actually.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have your little bed in the corner?
I do.
Do you like hide it whenever we come here because I don't see it?
Yeah, that's exactly what.
Honestly would not be a bad place, except during the summer because it's really hot in this room, honestly.
Yeah, but it's nice. I mean, we opened up a window. I still don't feel the breeze.
I personally prefer this type of like temperature. I don't like cold at all whatsoever, which like is very relevant to being Latino, I would say. But you know
what? You don't like the cold?
Do you like the cold?
I do.
More than the heat?
Not more than the heat, but appreciate the cold.
Okay, well, yeah, I don't actually. I kind of do despise the cold.
I don't. I feel like winter is such a beautiful season.
Even though
it's freezing.
I'm just like in all levels, if it could just be hot all around, I would be so okay with that.
I don't think I would. Like if I had to pick a season to be forever and ever, like it would be spring.
Oh, that's, wow.
Because I can wear shorts, but it's still nice out.
Yeah, but like I don't like the confusion, like make up your mind type of thing.
No,
like I don't
but
like
it would be like good spring forever, like you know when it's actually spring,
like
May.
Take a day like today. Like today was pretty like sunny, but it's very windy. I hate that. I mean like I appreciate the sun, but then now I'm just confused about what to wear. And like I wore a hoodie, but I still feel kind of cold. But
interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's when I decide to look outside and I'm like, oh, it's really sunny. I'll wear my shorts and then I'll get out there and I'm like.
So then, yeah, then describe how you would prefer your day to be.
Probably very sunny. I want to say 15
degrees.
With
a light breeze, maybe.
15 degrees, yeah. Sunny,
I appreciate anything past 20 with nothing. With maybe even the slightest breeze, you know.
I like a breeze in the summer.
The breeze is no. I actually don't like the wind. I hate the wind. Like for all intents and purposes, I don't like the wind. But
why?
It's just annoying. It also messes up with my hair, which is
right.
Currently at this point very long. I desperately
yeah.
need a haircut. Not that our listeners can, you know.
But
thank
maybe
God.
You can post a picture.
Oh, really?
On the website if that's something that you can do.
Can you even do that? I don't know.
We'll find out at some point.
Oh, no, it's okay. Don't worry.
Yeah, so your hair is long?
I plan on cutting it very soon.
My hair is also long. I don't plan on cutting it, though.
Speaking of cutting things, I'm going to cut this topic short and
right.
transition. Do you like that?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Okay. Into today's general Reddit story topic, which is we have a couple of stories kind of centered around Spanish speaking and people, you know, looking to learn. After all, this is like a Latino radio show. So, you know,
yeah.
Our topic today is kind of like people who are trying to learn. So
yeah,
we hear.
Learn.
Yeah, for sure. So our first story here, we have from Our Spanish. We have best way to practice speaking. So what do you think of the title?
Well, I mean, I think it's with any language. You have to mm-hmm. have like a bunch of practice.
Because,
like,
you know, learning languages is definitely different than like learning like a subject. You have to like do you disagree?
I don't know if I agree or disagree. Can you explain yourself a little more?
Well,
what
I think it's more like actively try. Like it's not like you, I feel like, language courses are kind of not very good. Like you kind of just have to like learn by doing, rather than like learn by like tests and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
What is your take?
So, I mean, with any course, like, you mean, like, school subject?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a school subject.
I feel like it's better, like, if you're actually, like, if you're doing a test, for example, I wouldn't want to do, like, a written test.
Yeah, that'd be
Although that's important because, obviously, you need to know the proper grammar.
Of course. But
so, there's a lot of theory that you have to learn about. It's not just, like, slang. So, I get that, but I think it's more, like, it's important to have, like, conversation.
Sure, that's true, but I think, like... Like, I feel like you have to be able to speak it before being able to write it type of thing. Like, I think
I don't know.
Because that's written, right? In theory, we're talking about speaking. So, I guess it's a... I don't know. Let's get into this regardless. So, I grew up in South Texas, so I speak Spanglish. I can read anything and I am adept at writing, but speaking not so much. Okay, so I get instantly contradicted. Nice. Okay. I can understand without a problem as well as... unless someone is speaking really fast, like Dominican people. The pace of Mexican Spanish is more my speed. I have a few friends who can speak Spanish, but we don't have a lot of time to talk to each other. Other friends I have also speak Spanglish. My wife is pretty adept at Spanish. She is used to be fluent. So we speak to each other, but I can't seem to get my brain to be truly conversational. She will ask me a question like, what do you want for dinner? And I have to think about it in my head before I can answer. I started doing free version of Duolingo as a refresher from talking Spanish in high school and college. And it's so boring because I am advanced in reading. I thought about signing up for the Duolingo Max thing they have, since it's supposed to have conversation piece to it. But the reviews seem mixed. I am just really trying to figure out how to flip that switch in my brain. Well,
that's a lot to unpack.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell where this guy's from. He said South Texas, so are we talking about like regular, just a random white dude who knows how to speak Spanish from like the fact that they teach from there?
Well, I would say like Texas, there's a lot of Mexican population.
Yeah, but this guy doesn't seem like he's Latino, because he's like, oh, I have a lot, like, he can't understand Dominican people. Like,
it's a difficult one.
He can the pace of Mexican Spanish is more in my speed. He doesn't speak about this like he's Mexican himself.
No, but he's probably used to the Mexican speaking, like, like the Mexicans that are probably in Texas more than, again, Dominicans. I feel like, well, Texas is a very... it's a town with a lot of Mexicans that that's very known because they're bordering with them.
Yeah.
But
so do we think this person could be one?
No, I don't think so. I think he might just be non-Spanish speaking and
That's probably the vibe learned it.
Because in America, like they learn Spanish as like a subject.
Yeah. That's my point, right? It's just like, seems like someone who like knew her. Could clearly, like he says, he can
more,
read very well. So,
He's
a pretty silly guy. What are your thoughts on the Duolingo?
Well, I like Duolingo.
Do you like Duolingo?
Okay.
You don't need it for Spanish, though, I assume.
No, I don't need it for Spanish. I'm actually learning Portuguese.
Oh, really? After your trip or whatever?
No. I've been learning it, I want to say, I don't know, I'm almost at a year or something like that.
How's that going?
I want to say that it's going pretty well. I don't think I can speak it. The thing is, like, obviously I have a foundation. Like, I speak Spanish and I understand Spanish. And
that's
I can understand probably any, like, Latin languages for the most part. I want to say, can understand them. I cannot speak it. Like, my elementary school, I went to an Italian elementary school here. Mm-hmm. And obviously we get taught here French, but I also got
run that back. Here you went to an Italian elementary? What?
Yeah. Yeah.
How does that work?
Well,
I've never heard of that.
The school, like, it was a Catholic school, but it was like an Italian, like, I want to say like an Italian neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
And
sure.
So we got taught Italian there.
That's insane.
Yeah. So every day for 30 minutes.
Toronto?
Yeah.
Okay. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. A lot of, well, I want to say, like, I don't want to give out my, but like, I went to also a high school that was predominantly Italian, like a lot of people were Italian. And I mean, a lot of the, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the Catholic schools are like Italian, named after Italian saints.
I've never paid attention to that in all honesty. No.
Well, what I can say is, like, I went to, like, an Italian elementary school.
Whoa.
And everyone, like, that was there was Italian, and so we got taught Italian. So, where I'm going with this, though, mm-hmm. I think it's easier if you know some sort of
foundational language.
Yeah, yeah, some similar language. In theory, like I said,
learning French would be easy, but
it should be easy. Same with Italian. Like I said, I understand it pretty well. Mm-hmm. Same with Portuguese if you don't go that fast, but I can't speak it back. Like, I feel like, or at least at this age, it would be really difficult for me to actually pick it up. So, depending.
Isn't that your goal, though?
Yes, it is. But it would be really, like actually, it is very difficult for adults to pick up a new language.
Yeah, for sure.
So, if you want, like, to be fluent in something.
You're getting up there, so, you know, you're right.
Yeah, it'd be nice. But, okay. Okay. Well,
I like how you just brush past that. Like, you just
yeah,
just
whatever.
It.
It's fine. But I feel like it. Well, the guy's like he's at least trying in a way.
True, true.
You know, trying is like the best thing that you can do.
For sure.
So I would say keep going, and it's not the easiest language. Like I feel like if I was in like a Spanish course and I had to do grammar, mm-hmm. I would fail.
Yeah, I did that once, and it was
like
not
the
fun.
Verbs.
Yeah,
like
it
past,
was like
present. Yeah,
it was kind of annoying for sure.
I don't think I could do it.
Fair enough, to be honest.
Especially because I never really did it growing
ever,
up.
Like what, grammar in Spanish?
Like write it down the way that like we write here, like French verbs, like irregular, past, present, perfect, okay. Present tense.
I mean, in all honesty, I was never even really good at that myself.
Yeah.
When it came to like English or Spanish, like I was never really like a, you know, like words type of person.
Right.
But, you know. What?
Okay.
Sorry. Do you have something to comment when it comes to that?
No. You just said, like, you're not good at words? Is that what you
yeah,
said?
Like, English was never my strong suit, you know? Like, it was just...
Is it also not Spanish? Like, what is your strong suit?
I like math, like, numbers and that type of thing. Like, do you see, like, the disconnect?
Okay,
like,
yeah,
I know
yeah,
you're,
yeah,
you know, in psych
language,
or whatever,
yeah.
So you like words or...
What does that
such,
mean?
It means what it is okay. What I said.
Okay, okay.
It's not a diss. I'm just saying.
No, I
like,
know. I'm not a math person. Anyone who knows me would probably say that I'm probably the worst at math.
Oh, really? I thought you said you're good at math.
No,
well,
I'm not.
I'm not.
I can do it if I put my mind to it, but I don't like it, and I don't think
Well, that's
I'm
a difference,
good.
Right? You can be good at something and not like it.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily good. Mm. So I'd rather stay away. Like, stats was, like, my worst nightmare, and I had to.
I like
it.
Math, but I don't. Stats to me isn't math. It's more knowing things. Math is to me is more like calculus and like algebra, and like those different things. Stats
yeah.
is a bit different.
Well, I took those in high school. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna break this up.
Nope, sorry guys.
Yeah.
You took stat. There was a stats class.
No. I took
calculus. Oh,
in
but that's
high
like pre-calculus, which is like, not. I mean, I still...
Well, I don't know if it was real or not. I still took it, and I struggled. I took
enough.
Math all 4 years, and I took advanced functions and calculus.
Did your dad encourage you to do so?
No.
Really? It was
I know it was just because I didn't know if I wanted to go into, like, vet, like, sciences, or if I wanted to do some sort of, like, biomed type of thing.
I see.
And you need certain... stuff for
that.
That
is true, yeah.
Same with psych. Like, a lot of programs, depending, because I also didn't know if I wanted to do a Bachelor of Science or a Bachelor of Arts. But if you have, if you do a Bachelor of Science...
Which you're doing a Bachelor of...
Arts.
Arts, okay.
Yeah. If you're doing a Bachelor of Science, then you probably actually do need to take calculus or some sort of math.
Yeah, no,
that's not
I'm actually eyeing a math class right now for... science students and yeah, because they have to take a math class.
Yeah,
and it's I think they,
it's different from
it's
what
definitely
you learn.
Different yeah,
yeah,
like it's a bit different, especially comparing them to like other like more like for example like CS students or like any like actual math students. It's like
yeah, it's a little different,
bit distinct for sure. But anyways, to our next story, regarding about speaking. This one itself isn't that long, but it has around 125 comments. Compared to our second one our first one had only 2 comments.
Oh my god.
So everyone's trying to help this guy out, basically.
Which is great.
The title is Everyone Mumbling? ? I refuse to believe I'm this bad. Right? Pretty vague title, but he's very much referencing his ability to, you know, speak Spanish. Yeah. I'm scrolling down and there's tons of people giving him advice.
Is that the whole story?
No, that's the title.
Okay,
that's the title.
I was going to say, like, okay, that's the title. You're giving me nothing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm sure you could find something to talk about when it comes to even that much.
Yeah, but no, okay.
Anyways, okay. I watch Avatar, The Last Airbender, Gravity Falls, The Office, Seinfeld, Marvel movies, all in Spanish, and I catch 80 to 95% of the conversation. My confidence is high. I feel the progress. Then I go to a restaurant, the waiter rattles off Spanish, and I say, ¿Cómo? And then they repeat, and I'm so lost. This sounds nothing like the Gravity Falls dub, I think to myself. I swear, for a language heavy with vowels, no one is enunciating the constant or something. Where's the disconnect? And then there's an edit saying, I can't respond to everyone, but this was actually helpful. Biggest lesson I've learned is that dubbed versions are amateur hour, and they led me to overestimate my comprehension, so I'm moving on to a different, more native content. Which, like, yeah, makes sense.
It makes sense. Do you want to read one or two answers and then?
Yeah, sure. There's comment. Let's see. The disconnect is that you're listening to dubs, which are always clearer and better enunciated. Watch shows that are originally in Spanish. That will make a lot of difference. 775 upvotes. Ditto, as someone who's always been practicing dubs, they're easier to understand native content because they use professional voice actors in the dubbing and also because they're translated from another language. So the sentences are stripped to their most basic translation and get the meaning across. 1,000%. Yeah. Makes sense. I never really thought about that, like, actively. I've never reflected on that is kind of like that. I've listened to shows and, like, Spanish when I was little and didn't know that much English, and I always thought about, like, how this sounds very strange.
Yeah.
About how they were speaking. It's kind of like they kind of speak how I speak Spanish now, which, like, with
it
a lack
sense.
Of an accent, right? Because, like, you obviously
just like a neutral
wanna...
accent.
Yeah, exactly. Which, like, I mean, I don't like to think that I speak as monotone as people who are dubbing English shows, but, like,
but
it's kind of silly.
I mean, I say the neutral accent, but so many shows growing up, they had, like, a Mexican accent. So,
oh, really?
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
what
yeah.
type of shows were there?
I actually could not tell you.
I was
trying to think about it, but some shows, like, they had that neutral accent, but
yeah,
that neutral accent is kind of Mexican.
Mm.
And I mean,
think so?
Yeah, I think it's different, but again, obviously when you're doing some sort of dubbing, like, it's going to be very clear and, you know, different than how
saying.
We actually speak even in English.
Sure,
like, if you
sure.
watch, like you said, if you watch a Spanish show,
mm-hmm. which obviously, you know, Avatar, The Last Airbender, Gravity Falls, The Office, those are not Spanish shows for sure.
Not at all. I mean, he's trying.
Well, yeah.
The person's
I don't fault him for going for those shows originally.
Yeah.
Like, they're pretty entertaining shows. If I had to learn something, I would want to use a show that I actually like, right?
I would try to find, like, native content. That's
well, yeah.
What,
but yeah, the whole point is that this guy didn't think to do that.
No, and that's
reasons.
Fine. I feel like if you want to watch a show.
We as Latinos have hindsight, you know, into
2020 on
into,
that one.
Into
yeah.
We wouldn't immediately go to these types of shows, I feel like.
Yeah, no, well, obviously, because we're not learning Spanish.
Yeah, exactly.
But
we already.
But
yep.
If you were learning Perceptive. A different language, let's say you're learning.
Yeah, exactly. I would not immediately go to watch, for in your case, a Portuguese show. I personally wouldn't.
I feel like I would do it in different ways. Like, I would go through music first.
Really?
Because a lot of people that I've met that speak Spanish that have, mm-hmm. like, no connection to the language, or, like, anyone who's Latino or Hispanic,
music.
do it through music and then shows.
Yeah.
And then, like, they'll watch a lot of content in Spanish. So, mm-hmm. like, YouTube videos, TikTok, they'll set it, like, to Spanish.
Hence, this is back to my point that, like, you know, learning doesn't necessarily have to be, like, it's, like a school course or subject.
Oh, that's what you meant. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Again, words might not be your best. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, I didn't
understand. I'm sure the people at home definitely understood me.
Well, we'll see.
Wait, how?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see who says that.
Okay, another comment. Dubs are meant to be understood by the most amount of people, so their language is very neutral and everything pronounced perfectly. Real speakers will have accents and not into. Okay, yeah. Best thing. Best thing I've started doing recently is putting Mexican news on in the morning. I'm a big news person, and as it's so addicting, one more hour into my rotation is worth it. I just put it on background with little to no expectation of actually learning anything, but the way they speak has been slowly creeping into my brain and making IRL conversation easier. Oh, I've never thought about that. Newscasters also speak clearly and differently from normal speakers. It's great content to watch, but if the goal is to get better at understanding everyday speech, news broadcasts aren't the most efficient use of your time. For that goal. Oh, yes, but when they have guests / experts, okay, these people are just speaking to each other. Okay,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
But I never thought about the news one. I feel like
he's
pretty consistent with it.
It's such a like monotone, like mm-hmm. news anchor voices, you know, you have to have that. Like, you know, customer voice.
Oh,
customer service voice.
Yeah. That's something they definitely have
it's
to.
It's kind of the same thing. It's pull like out you're being for sure. like as proper as you can be and stuff, but mm-hmm. I think it's, I mean, it depends who you're learning Spanish with. I feel like, I don't know, it depends on the accent. Obviously, I'd like to think we have no accent. We definitely do,
like you and I, or
in Spanish. Oh. In Spanish.
Well, yeah, like
everyone's
whatever.
Accent is different, but I think, for example, Mexicans, even within Mexico, the accents are so different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can spot someone from Monterrey versus someone from Ciudad de México.
Mm.
Like,
I can probably hear the difference, but not be like, this person's from
no,
here,
I can spot them
there.
Because, again, I've watched, like, Mexican movies about them, like, the certain, like, people anyway.
Well, there you go. That's why
exactly.
I couldn't.
But, like, Central Americans, for example, they speak a lot slower than we do.
Mm-hmm.
And then the islands.
Yeah.
Dominicans and Puerto Ricans and Cubans.
They go super fast.
They go super fast.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to kind of.
They got somewhere to be.
Yeah, they really do. And then you get mm-hmm. to kind of the middle where it's like, well, not the middle, like top of South America. It's us. It really depends.
Yeah.
Like, I think we speak a little fast, but I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, my grandpa is actually visiting for like 3 months.
Nice.
I would say maybe I could, you know, figure out how fast he speaks, but
right,
he's always been a pretty chill guy, so I don't know how
right
I don't know how fast
he's
he
just a chill guy.
Yeah, he's a pretty chill guy.
Nice.
Another comment, similar to how we do in English, sometimes we do skip words or just clump them all together depending on where you're living.
Yeah.
This the Spanish they speak may be faster as well. When you listen to more dubs, you start getting aggressive in what they're pronouncing differently from the textbooks. And the response, lol, I teach English, and a while ago I warned a student that I was going to have to answer a phone call if it rang during our lesson. I'll never forget how he said that after I hung up, I could not understand anything you said during that call. I was speaking my normal English on the phone, and I hadn't realized before that how much I was enunciating during lessons to be clear.
Yeah.
It made me add a whole new dimension to lessons where I use conversations between myself and other native speakers to help my students work on their verbal comprehensions, complete with interruptions, laughter, slang, etc. Okay, this is the exact reason why I think that it, like, teaching it, like, in a school setting isn't as effective. Like, this guy, like,
I got exactly what you mean now. It's so true, though.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to, well, I guess, okay, it depends. If you're learning Spanish to learn about how to speak to people that are, like, Spanish speakers, or
mm-hmm.
if you're just learning it for, like, school purposes, like, all you want to do is, like, write essays and I don't know. Like,
but the thing is, in theory, like, it's usually always the first one, right? Like, why would you need to write Spanish essays if you don't?
I don't know.
speak, like what?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that profession.
Me either, but there's a lots of everything all around the world. So,
like, do you think they can, like, you know how in, like, do you think in Spanish-speaking countries there's universities where the major is Spanish? Like, in the same way that here we have, like, English majors?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, then yeah, there yeah. you go, then. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Exactly. Like, any language, like, it's kind of this, it's just literature. You think yeah. about it, it's like,
yeah.
like, yeah, I guess writing, literature, mm-hmm. whatever.
I don't know why that seems, like, more distinct to me, or, like, more, less, like, I don't know, like, weirder thinking of, like, Spanish as a major in a Spanish-speaking country, but I don't think it's that weird to
when
have
it's
English.
Here?
Yeah, when it's here. I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, yeah, you would just major in Spanish. I don't know what the program would be called because I know we call it here, like, English. But then mm-hmm. when I tell my mom, oh, I'm in English class, she's like, what do you mean you're in English class? Because obviously, like, I'll say,
what are
like,
you learning?
Yeah, yeah, like, I'm translating English to English and Spanish. Yeah. So she's like, what are you? So
oh,
now
I
call it,
saying.
Like, a literature class type of thing or, like, a reading class. Because it's obviously, I'm not learning English.
Of
I'm
course,
learning how to write an essay type of thing.
Yeah, no,
so
that
it's
makes
different.
Sense. Yeah. I like, yeah. I don't know if you passed by the concourse as of recent, but they're doing that like end of year sale from the Hawk Shop. And they have like tons of like these shirts there that are going for $5 that have like $5 shirts that say like Laurier and they say like a specific major. And like, all the ones that are left are basically just like
the languages.
English, global studies, like anthropology.
I saw geography.
Gender geography. I saw some of the word like biology and chemistry and physics.
That's really
which,
cool.
Which like, you know, I was thinking of getting one for like a communications one for like for Hoko maybe, but you know that's besides what we're talking about.
That's so random, but
random.
Cool.
No, I saw like you
communications.
Know, like, yeah,
because
I don't have well. Yeah, but there's no one that I'm in.
Right. For $5.
And it's a $5 shirt, but I didn't get it, you know.
Correct,
so,
correct.
In case you're wondering.
I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah.
I need to go to the Hawk Shop and buy a lot of merch before I go.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, my parents are like, "Well, we want to come up and get like hoodies and whatever." And I was like, "Sure."
The like the dad.
Yeah. Well, I got them.
As a joke, you should get them like Laurier grandpa
absolutely
grandma,
not
hoodies and stuff
they
like
would
that.
Lose their mind.
That would be a funny joke though. You can't
well they would they would be scared at first because they would think that I'm bringing a child into this world.
How
so.
Do you know? Maybe they'll like be like, oh, you're funny, like haha, like funny.
yeah no, they would probably know that I'm funny, haha, but because I'm funny like that,
of right? course, of course.
Yeah. But right? Oh, interesting. Yeah, no, but I think the best way is really immerse yourself in shows that are actually I don't know, that speak Spanish that is not that dubbed or neutral. And
I feel like
I got some good shows. I mean, the shows that I've watched that are kind of, I want to say that they're American based.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Jane the Virgin. That is
okay.
Well, that's like a version of the one that was made in Spanish.
Really?
Like the OG telenovela Jane the Virgin in Spanish. It's just called Juana la Virgen. Like it's the same plot and everything. They just speak English throughout it and they obviously come from a Hispanic background and they're Latinos and but it's the same story. I think that's a good show to start because they don't like it's not all dubbed and like obviously they have like here and there like they speak Spanish and they talk about like their Spanish, I don't know, the culture, the holidays, the food they eat. And it's just like a little bit more chill, but it's in English. So that's kind of nice. There's also One Day at a Time. I don't know if you watched
it. Oh,
that.
I actually have. It was
I liked it.
It was pretty good. I really liked that. I didn't like how like not the whole seasons. Oh, not all the seasons are on Netflix though. Like I think it like. Yeah, like it like started as a Netflix show. It kept going and then they like stopped it. But then another streaming service that I off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Interesting.
Picked it up. Let me actually search it up because I really like this show. I forget. Where are the people? Where are they from?
They're Cubans.
They're Cubans. Okay.
But if you hear.
I love the grandma. She's so funny.
I don't
she's
remember so the grandma's name, but she's
no, I don't remember
like
anyone's
98.
Name. Now?
Yeah,
no way.
One day at a time. Rita Wait, Moreno.
Really? Rita Moreno's the grandma's name?
Yeah. That's the actress's name. Rita, she is 93.
That's crazy.
She's like the same age as like Jane Fonda, I think. Oh, around Rita, the same
okay.
age.
93,
as,
God.
Yeah. Around the same age as Jane Fonda, Lily
like,
Tomlin.
She doesn't seem 90. Is that like I get
know.
Like obviously she's an old lady, but like not.
Yeah.
Like wow.
Well, she's that age. She's 93. I said yeah, and she's still kicking, and she goes to award shows, and
wow, she's played in. She's had roles in like movies
everything.
From 1961.
Well, she was born in 1931. Think about that.
Yeah.
1931. That's like insane.
Yeah.
She's Puerto Rican though.
Wait, why was she in Fast X? Hello.
She was in so many. She's been in so many things.
Fast X. Why is she?
She's super iconic, and I wish her a long life.
For real.
And I hope she never dies because she's like an amazing Latina
how
actress.
Tall, how old is Morgan Freeman?
I don't know. That's like
87. He's 87.
Holy. A lot of our people are getting older.
Your people?
Well, no. I'm saying like people that like we grew up watching. Like
of
for
course.
Example, Morgan Freeman was in everything.
Yeah, that is
growing
true.
Up type of thing. So
yeah.
That is so interesting.
Wait,
but
so
yeah.
I'm still like to on the topic of on One Day at a Time, I'm trying to figure out where else you can see it, because
yeah.
aside from Netflix, what other shows were you?
There's also Queen of the South. I mm-hmm. don't know if you've ever heard of it. I've never watched it, but I know my brother was obsessed with it for a long time.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's Mexican, I want to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's Mexican. Let me see. Yeah. When living in the barrio of Jalisco, Mexico, poor Teresa falls in love with a member of a successful drug cartel. Yeah. I think I actually started watching it. It's kind of, yeah, no, actually I didn't. There was another mm-hmm. one that was like something about the flowers, Queen of the Flowers, House of
okay.
the Flowers.
I
don't know.
I have no idea.
But it's a lot of the Mexican, yeah, House of Flowers.
Like House of Cards?
It's a Mexican, it's very, a lot of, the mm-hmm. content out there is a lot of Mexican content, which honestly is not bad. It's pretty good. So,
yeah.
However, we should have more variety.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know any Venezuelan shows that are.
Yeah, me either.
Exactly. Period. Yeah. I don't know any.
But, sorry. Well, the.
Back to One Day at a
yeah,
Time.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay.
I was right. You can watch the three seasons of One Day at a Time on Netflix, but the fourth one is on Apple TV.
Interesting. I didn't know there was a fourth one.
Yeah, there's a fourth season. I remember like being like, oh, so sad that it like they were like kind
it
of
ended,
they,
yeah.
They, yeah, it wasn't gonna be on Netflix anymore. But then I'm seeing like a fourth season on there and I'm like, okay, are you serious? Like I'm not buying Apple
I
TV.
I didn't know this.
Just to watch that. You know what I mean? Like
I didn't know this. I would love to watch it.
Yeah, I might have to rewatch it, I'm not gonna lie. Like I just
like it for the background.
For,
now
like,
that I've watched it, like for
yeah,
background
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Noise.
I'm literally watching Victorious just because, like,
oh,
just
I love Victorious.
Just kinda re-watching
which is
it.
Your favorite episode?
Episode? I don't know. like I don't know. Like I like the when they parodied the breakfast. The Breakfast Bunch, or yeah,
The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, sorry, that's what they're called in
oh, okay,
the.
Oh, okay,
in the,
okay.
Yeah, The Breakfast Club or whatever.
Mm.
But I don't. That's not my favorite episode because I remember thinking how kind of insane it was.
Yeah. I don't remember that one.
Really, that's like the one that always comes to mind. It's like one of the silliest episodes.
My favorite
so many
one
shows.
Is probably the one where. They go to the teacher's house and they have
yes.
to be like in character.
Okay, yeah, I know
that
which one you're
really
talking
funny.
About. Unfortunately, it's also one of those situations where only season 2 and season 3 are on Netflix.
Oh my god, no
And
way.
I think that's a season 1 episode, which sucks. Yeah. Oh, you know which? Okay, now I remember which one. One's my favorite. It's the one where they get like stuck in prison, and like
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, it's like a two-parter, and they like have to sing the Michael Jackson song or whatever.
Correct.
I
also like the one where they're stuck in the trailer.
That one's also a season one really episode, fun. Unfortunately, which I know which
one
you're talking
and
about.
Like the freak out. One is really good, uh-huh. And also the one where like Tori, like there's this the guy that she's going out with, like
pretends to like her help him get an A. Lots of different.
I love Victoria.
Yeah,
though.
It's a great show. I'm sure there's not a good dub for it. So as recommendations for people listening to. Want to learn a bit more Spanish and
yeah
stuff.
No I would say for
which
sure
like even like do you think there's even like dubs for like One Day at a Time? I feel like that would be weird, like watching a Spanish or like a Latino show where they speak English but then watching it dubbed.
I don't think
that's kind of freaky? Like that's kind of like.
It's kind of. I see where you're coming from, but I don't know. No, like, yeah, I've never heard of.
I'm literally checking right now. I'm loading up the first episode of One Day at a Time.
It probably is there though.
Audio span. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
They have Italian, French, Spanish, German, English auto description.
Well, that makes sense. If you think about it, that makes sense.
Japanese, Polish, Portuguese, Spanish from Spain.
Yeah, because
it's
different.
Oh,
wow.
I never even thought that's also something
I would
something
say
to
most
up.
Of the content that the Americas get, I would say, comes from, like, it's dubbed from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
But I guess now with, like, streaming services, you can kind of choose. With a lot of shows, you can choose, like, Spanish from Spain or Spanish.
Yeah, I forgot that that's like
Latin
a
America.
Thing.
Because it's different. It's very different.
Yeah.
Even the names of movies in Spain is different than like Latin
America.
Okay,
that's how. What?
Yeah. I don't know one off the top of my head.
The more you know.
I know. It's super interesting.
Not that it's like too relevant, but they added the Barbie movie to Netflix in case anyone didn't know wanted to watch it.
To Netflix?
Yeah. The Barbie movie's on Netflix.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I love that. I have it on Crave.
We'll watch it there. Watch it wherever you'd like.
I watched it on the plane.
Oh, the plane to Portugal?
No, from Portugal. Portugal. It's a good cry movie.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it's a little. It hits.
It hits.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it?
But yeah, I would say, watch those. Have you watched On My Block?
Oh my gosh, how did I not even mention On My Block? I've rewatched On My Block like 3 times, I think.
What's it about? I've never watched.
You've never
watched? No.
Oh my God, guys. Guys, if anyone is listening, the one thing that I want you guys to take out of this, not even this episode, just this show, this radio show in general, please watch On My Block. Oh my goodness.
Is that good?
It's, I mean, okay, I love the first season. I think it gets gradually not as good. Especially like the last season. Oh my God, they did them so dirty.
Okay.
First season of On My Block. A little bit of the second season with Ruben. It's really good. It's like extremely good.
What's it about though? Can you
give me a little
synopsis?
It's these four kids who are living in like a very like ghetto area.
Sure.
And like there's like different gangs within like. The show that like and there's like conflicts that arise with that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, it's high school, whoa, you know, drama, gossip, blah blah.
Sure.
She likes him, he likes her type of thing. It's a really good show that now I want to rewatch it. Now I want to rewatch it again. It's really, really good.
Okay, you gave us nothing.
What do you mean?
Said,
I don't
want to,
okay. There's, you want me to break down the characters? Like, there's
Ruben,
Monse, Caesar, and Jamal are, like, the main four characters.
Sure. I'll watch it at some point. It's on Netflix, right?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
I'll watch it once I move back because you know what Netflix did?
What
they kicked me out of Netflix here because I'm not in my home.
Wait, really?
Yeah. which I'm so upset about. So I can't really watch any Netflix shows right now.
Are you serious?
I know. Not that I'm really crazy into watching Netflix shows lately.
Oh, really? You have Disney Plus?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my family used to have Disney Plus, but then we just don't anymore.
You don't? Really, yeah, Netflix. I enjoy Disney Plus. We also have Crave, so a lot of the HBO shows are there.
Mm-hmm,
Do you watch White Lotus?
White Lotus? No, I have not. Wait, isn't that one where they go to Thailand or something?
Yeah, this season they're in Thailand. The first season they were in Hawaii. And then the second season, they were in Italy.
I've been getting a lot of, like, episodes.
Wild Lotus not episodes, is so good.
A lot of, what's the word?
Breakdowns?
Ads, because Prime gives you ads.
Yeah. What's that about?
No, it makes sense. I think the model, for not to get all businessy, but I think it makes sense for Prime to give you ads because most people already have Prime because everyone has Amazon Prime. So, like, it's not like you're purchasing Prime for the streaming services. So, making ads, you know, that's
okay,
to get more money based
sense.
On that.
That makes
that's
sense.
That's why I think it makes sense. But, you know, that's a whole topic for another day.
But it does upset me a little.
Not a Latino show, but just since we are talking about Prime and we're talking about shows, it just makes sense to plug in the Invincible. The new season 3 came out. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I have no idea what that's about.
Of course you don't. Okay. Anyways,
what's it about then?
It's like a adult superhero show that's animated. Like, think The Boys, but like animated.
I haven't watched The Boys.
Okay, but you know what The Boys is about, right?
No.
Okay. Well. Okay. I don't know where. I don't know what to tell you then.
That's fine.
It's really good. If you're not into like kind of like gory stuff, then maybe you won't like it. I suggested it to my girlfriend and she likes it, but like the only thing she doesn't like is like there's just a lot of blood.
But isn't it animation?
Well, I think you should watch the first episode and then you'll be the judge of whether that matters to you or not.
Okay. What's it on?
It's on Prime. It's on Prime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I assume you have if you have Crave Netflix and Disney Plus.
I don't have Netflix.
Well, you do,
but I'm not.
You're not on
Crave
it.
Crave is just because we are Bell people. Mm. We have Bells. So.
Okay. I didn't know that.
What was the show called?
Invincible. And watch On My Block. And watch On My Block, please. Whenever you get access to Netflix again, watch On My Block.
Well, yeah.
That includes anyone who's listening, listen to my recommendations. You'll appreciate it.
I want to talk about my recommendation before we go.
Well,
White Lotus.
Yeah.
You need to watch White Lotus. It's so funny. It's so good. It's so dramatic. Mm-hmm. It's so predictable, but also not predictable. It is honestly one of my favorite shows, and I'm so happy that it's back.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I started watching it when it was first coming out. Like, it would come out every single week. And then I want to say midway through season one is when it like blew up. And I was like, guys, I've been on this.
Oh, really?
Now.
You're like, everyone's getting on the bandwagon.
Yeah. Like, but I'm happy about it. I'm so happy because it's so good. Mike White, the guy who like produces it and like directed it and wrote it and everything. He was on Survivor. And
oh, was he?
Yeah. And I think he won Survivor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. But he's amazing and everything he's done I love, and it's just so good. And there's only 2 more episodes left of this season, so tune in Sundays on HBO and at 9 p.m.
You have HBO too? Oh my gosh.
Well, no, it's on Crave.
Oh
yeah.
Wait, how does that work?
Like Crave has like HBO.
Oh.
And like Crave owns like HBO. Like, I don't have HBO because I don't think that's a thing here.
It's not?
I don't think that's
Wait, do you have Adventure Time on Crave?
Because
I want to watch Adventure Time.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know if it's on Crave.
Let me know if you find out because I want to watch Adventure Time.
I'll let you know, but I don't think it's there.
Cool.
Yeah, but anyway, watch White Lotus, watch On My Block apparently. I don't know what else you want to watch.
In Spanish, not in Spanish. If
I
you're trying to learn,
Spanish,
not learn.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but up to preference, you know.
Well, yeah. At the end of the day, do whatever you want as long as you're not doing any harm to anyone. Be happy.
I feel like that's a perfect way to end things off.
Yeah.
Honestly, just a message to everyone for sure.
Yeah, of course. Okay, well, I'll see you next week.
That might be our last. Oh, scary.
A little scary, but...
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah, if you guys don't hear from me, it was very nice, very great experience to have.
Well,
this
I'd
show.
I'd hope you show up to the last one. Yeah, but we'll see how things
we'll
are
see.
Looking
maybe,
for us.
Maybe we'll have three people. I feel like that would be
oh,
fun.
Oh, that'd be a little bit.
That'd be fun. If we could get Lally here. I feel like, you know,
oh,
we'd
goodness.
Have a lot to talk about. An hour special, maybe.
We'll see.
We'll see, guys. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned and have fun.
Yeah.
See y'all.
Bye.